This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
There are tens of thousands of people today who are Christians but are not sure of it. They've done all the right things, done all that they know to do, believed everything they were supposed to believe, but still the assurance that they have been accepted by God into His eternal family is missing. Perhaps you're one of these. If so, let me share a few things with you that may be of help. Quite possibly, if we can do a little study together, we can resolve this difficulty. It is possible to have the assurance. The Bible says, "The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." On the basis of that statement and many others, it is possible to be a child of God and know it. I'll list two things that the Bible teaches that are evidences of salvation. It has been my experience and the experience of thousands of others that these things do not come all at once. One may appear, then another in a slow, gradual way. So if you can recognize one or two of these in your own life, rejoice. You are probably well on the way. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to know you're a Christian. The first is 1 John 2:3-4. "By this we do know, that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Is there a basic desire in your life to obey God? This is not to say that you have developed instant, full, complete, immediate obedience in everything at all times. But there's a growing realization in your heart that more and more you want to be an obedient child of God. Great! Rejoice in that fact. Oh, sure, you'll stumble and fall like the rest of us. But there is a new hunger to live His way and do His bidding. If so, that's one of the sure signs that the Spirit of God is working in your life. Another evidence is stated in 1 John 4:20-21. "If a man says, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." Again, this may not be fully and completely true in your life. In other words, you may not love all Christians with a perfect love at all times. Few of us do. But here's what I think the Apostle John is getting at. There's a growing desire to be more and more involved with the people of God and a lessening of interest in the places and the activities of the old crowd you used to run with. There's a greater joy found in being with Christians and the things they do. You've discovered that it can be fun to go to a party with Christians and have a good time. In other words, there's a greater interest developing in your life in the service of Christ and a deepening joy found in fellowship with His followers. The Apostle John says that the person who finds little or no love in his heart for the family of God, who avoids being with Christians, and who still hungers to run with the old gang because he likes them better and finds them more pleasant to be around, should take a serious look at his own standing with God. He who loves God loves his brother also. These two things, then, can be seen in the life of the Christian: a growing desire to walk in the truth of God, and a new appreciation for and love for fellow Christians. With some, these things burst upon their lives. With others, they grow from a faint spark and take months and years to develop. So if you can recognize either of these things taking place in your life, take heart. Continue to pray that God, by His Spirit, will continue to bear witness with your spirit and give the assurance you need to be a growing, faithful Christian. May God bless you as you grow in the assurance of God.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.